On a recent weeknight, the Unit 4 PTA Council, representing PTAs from throughout the school district, voted to endorse the district's bond referendum. But a few representatives abstained. Shauna Naidu of the Southside Elementary School PTA says some parents at her school have concerns.
There's a lot of people who feel they can't trust the school board because of past problems with budget management and other issues. There's a group of people who feel like they just don't believe the numbers about the growth that is expected.
Unit 4's credibility gap with some voters is something former school board member Phil Van Ness says he understands. Van Ness co-chairs the Unit 4 Excellence Committee, an independent group promoting the referendum. He says while Unit 4 had its problems in the past, the current school board and administration can be trusted on their call for a major building program because they've made real progress in other areas.
It's truly remarkable. For the first time in over a decade, our scores are going up. And they're going up across the board. We're not just seeing a few kids benefit. We're seeing benefits across the spectrum, at socioeconomic and racial. We're seeing that the district has got a handle on its finances for the first time in 10 years. So you have to say to these guys, we're going to support you because you've earned it.
Unit 4 is proposing major improvements to its elementary schools and the replacement of the oldest, Dr. Howard School, with a new building. Another new school would be built north of University Avenue to satisfy the consent decree the district agreed to settle a federal civil rights complaint. The district says building the North Side School is key to getting the decree lifted, along with its $2 million a year in legal and administrative fees. Critics say the North Side area already has a surplus of classrooms. Unit 4 officials disagree and point out the court-ordered deadline for building the new school is now. Superintendent Arthur Culver told the PTA Council that the district had to negotiate with the court monitor and plaintiff's attorney to gain more time.
So they're pretty much on board with a new school opening up 07-08. But they did say that we asked them, will you give us until November, let us have a little more time to work and go forward with a referendum in November? The answer was no. If you wait or if the referendum fails, we're going to use that as a leverage point to ask the judge to extend the consent decree by 3 years.
Unit 4's proposal to build another new elementary school in Savoy at a site donated by a local developer has critics too, including former Champaign Mayor Danil McCollum. He wrote in a News Gazette op-ed piece that Savoy's push for a neighborhood school is off base.
Half the kids are going to have to be bused out of Savoy, past that school, for racial integration. So they won't even be able to go to that school. Savoy has steadfastly declined to assume its fair share of the metro area expenses, such as MTD, but they also want a school. I find that very hard to justify.
Savoy Village trustee Joan Dykstra argues that more Savoy students would be eligible to attend a new Savoy school than McCollum suggests. And she says residents of her fast-growing community have as much right to a school in their area as Champaign does.
The kids of Savoy have always been put in different schools and filled up spots wherever. So now it's time to be fair to the kids of Savoy. We are not, you know, the ugly stepchildren of the Unit 4.
If next week's referendum fails, Unit 4 officials said they might use working cash bonds to build new classrooms at existing Northside schools to meet the consent decree. Meanwhile, they say Unit 4's other building needs won't go away, and voters could expect to see another, perhaps smaller, bond referendum on an upcoming ballot. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.